BBC Radio Gloucestershire on FM, AM and online.
You can listen again to BBC Radio Gloucestershire's programmes
by going to bbc.co.uk/Gloucestershire.
bbc.co.uk/Gloucestershire.
This is BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
You said you'd marry me if I was 23, but I'm one that you can't see if I'm only 18.
Paolo, I'd marry you, 18, 23, but sadly, I'm getting married next year. Paolo Nutini and Jenny, don't be hasty. We have live music in the studio from James Hollingsworth. His voice has been described as the seventh string on a guitar. Live music from him after the weather. Okay, live music this morning from James Hollingsworth, and you've travelled up the M5. Well, I'm presuming that.
I have, yeah.
From Bristol?
I didn't go some surreal route.
Go on, give us a travel report.
Well, it's very clear on the roads. The M5 has a small hold-up, just where the M4 junction is, but apart from that, it's happy sailing.
We're hiring you. That was brilliant. Travel news from our singing celebrity today, James Hollingsworth from Bristol. Thank you very much for coming all that way. I mean, what, 40, 45 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
We appreciate
a bit of a hop, skip and a jump after Stroud, really.
Your dedication and commitment to the Saturday show today. Your voice has been described as the seventh string on a guitar. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm kind of over the excitement of that, because that was about 3 years ago. But I must say I was most gratified to have that said.
You're still riding on the wave, I can see.
That's
just
right,
coming down
it's
now.
It's all on the downhill from here, yeah. Absolutely.
Does that mean your voice
there's some good stuff being said since, but yeah, that's
good.
A great quote, definitely.
It is a very good quote. Your voice, very harmonious, harmonious with your guitar and your harmonica.
Yeah, obviously the voice and the harmonica rarely go together in a live situation. Yeah, absolutely. I try and have a whole sound that fits together. And obviously, you know, for a simple mind, if they're too different, then I fall over, probably.
There's lots of simple minds on this show this morning. Let's talk a little bit about you. You're a multi-instrumentalist. You started off playing the piano, and you're going to play the guitar today. Piano is always very difficult, getting into your car, up the M5, and then into the studios here.
Yeah. But it's not really a back pocket kind of instrument.
I've noticed that as well. Guitar and harmonica today. You've got to, mm-hmm. you look like a one man band.
Well, indeed, I'm just lacking a bass drum on my foot
and a couple of cymbals between your knees.
Yeah, that would be great.
Tell us about how you got into playing other instruments then, because usually, I mean, you know, if you're starting out playing the piano, maybe that's your chosen instrument for the rest of your life, but
well,
you've
indeed.
Gone into other things as well.
Yeah, well, I started playing violin not long after the piano. I wasn't really taught any tunes that I could recognise, to be honest with you, so I kind of became disenchanted with the violin. Thought I might like to take up the drums, and then my brother bought an acoustic guitar when I was about 17. He's 5 years older than me, and I picked up that a few times, and I thought, well, I like that. Then I got into a band when I was about 16 or 17. There was no one there to play bass. I was the singer. So I was recruited as the bass player as well. Loaned a slightly broken half-sized bass guitar, and it was all guitar-wise from there.
I've noticed this. I've been in bands in the past, and school bands for me, and there's a real lack of bass players in the whole wide world. Why do you think this is?
I think it's probably an unglamorous instrument to play. You know, the bass players are usually the quiet one, apart from in my band. John Entwistle, you know, generally perceived to be the quiet member of the band, but, you know, this sort of dark horse sort of thing lying in the back there. Not really very well advertised. It could be quite an exciting position to be in.
So it's all down to the ad in Music Weekly, isn't it, really? You need to kind of glam it up. You know, we require a very eccentric, flamboyant bass player.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah. Can you stand the pressure?
Exactly. So how did you go from playing bass player to... Because you do solo gigs, don't you?
That's right, yeah. Well, I bought this guitar that's in my very hands at the moment when I was about 18 in Brighton, because I used to live in the southeast. And I've been playing it pretty much every day since, and I started writing songs on it almost from day one. I really bought it because I like my brother's guitar, and it's just slightly better than his, but I'm not going to rub that in. I've been writing songs on that ever since, really. So when I was a bass player, I was also the lead singer in a band, so I used to write the songs on this instrument, and then play them on the bass and get the guitar player to play whatever I'd written on this sixth string on his electric.
And when did you introduce playing the harmonica in your sets then? Because a little brain like mine gets very muddled singing, playing the guitar and harmonica all at the same time. Why did you want to kind of set yourself that challenge?
Well, that was a combination of events, really. In my first band, there was a bit of a blues enthusiasm going on there. Rhythm and blues mainly started me along that path. And myself and the guitarist of that band both bought harmonicas and decided we wanted to learn how to play them. I think he might have carried on with it, but I was the one who borrowed his book and never gave it back, the instruction book as to how to play it. So I've been playing the harmonica as long as I've been playing the guitar. Listening to a lot of blues stuff, Lee Brillo from Dr. Feelgood, and various other people. Neil Young was a big influence, less so Bob Dylan. He kind of used that for textures rather than actual tunes, so far as I'm aware. But Neil Young had a big influence on my harmonica playing, so that started bringing things in there.
Before we hear you playing, you're playing One Saturday today. Oh, it's a very appropriate song for today. Tell us about your kind of meeting up with John Burns, the producer of Genesis, one of their albums anyway. Mm. What work have you done with him?
Well, that was from joining the band that I've been with for the last 3 years. In fact, it was the whole reason why I joined the band. They were called Jebo. J-E-B-O.
Does that stand for anything?
Yeah, it does stand for something.
Right, let's not go there, because it's
check the website to find out.
Dirty, I reckon.
Yeah, in a foreign language.
Jebo.
Yeah, it's also a manufacturer of aquarium equipment, but that's rather more mundane. I looked at their advert. They had the famous Trade It advert back in sort of April 2003 or something, and I completely ignored that. 6 months later, I saw they were still looking for someone, and the ad basically said they need a vocalist with a powerful voice, with a good range, a good stage presence, and to work with a band who's, you know, gigs in Europe waiting, and producer on board whose credits include Genesis, Jethro Tull, Burning Spear, Motorhead, John Martin, and so on. So I thought,
that sounds like me.
Yeah, I could do that. I'd be interested to find out who this bloke is. So I've since met him, and he's a terribly nice chap, and with more energy than Bill Oddie, and we've, you know, made this album, which we released in April of this year, and we're very pleased with it. And he's since agreed to work with me on my solo material as well.
Congratulations.
Which I'm very pleased with. So that's going to result in an album, hopefully, in the next year to 18 months. I was assuming the itinerary for Jebo is going to allow us to work that. We're mates now, so, you know, it's going to take
a while.
Like that? Yeah, exactly.
You've got a whole list of gigs coming up very soon in Gloucestershire. We'll go through those in just a short while. First, we're going to hear from you.
Okay.
All this talk, let's hear you do it. This is One Saturday, James Hollingsworth on The Saturday Show.
Thank you, Fanny.
Saturday, waiting in time. Lord knows I've no way to hide now. Trying hard, 'cause I'm rolling back. easier saying it. Saying it would summer nights free and easy. Saying it. Saying it would only matter when you say. Run it and I feel it breathe. Waiting to believe. Oh, 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 oh. And I see the way it's gone. But see it now, away forward, we're out. Saturday, eyes open wide. Got it all wrong out so far, but I know that I'm going home. Cause I'm rolling, rolling back. Cause I'm rolling.
Your crowds follow you everywhere, James. That was very, very nice.
Thank you very much.
Some fancy finger work going on there, I noticed.
A little, yeah. I can move those fingers up and down those silvery frets.
Your voice is amazing. You've got a terrific range, really deep and rich. And I love the kind of vibrato bit as well.
Yeah, that's been being told at an early age. I can't hear the words. So, all right. I can hear that.
Do you know a band called Hot House Flowers?
I know of them, yeah.
Sound a little bit like the lead singer, but you probably hate that comparison because you are your own artist.
Comparison's a ten a penny.
You've been compared to...
It sounds like it's a compliment to me, so I'll go with that.
You've been compared to your seventh string as well on your guitar. That was really, really lovely. Thank you very much for playing One Saturday for us. You are playing in the county tomorrow at the Priory in Tetbury. What time does it all start?
I believe it's kicking off at about 8.
8 o'clock?
But it may be slightly later, depending on if people are still eating or whatever.
Hurry up! Finish your pizza!
No, enjoy your meal. CDs will be for sale.
Okay, then. And what other gigs have you got coming up?
There's two in November. One at the Prince Albert in Stroud, which is a nice little place. And a place I haven't played before called the King's Bar in Lydney. I believe they're sort of starting to branch out from the tribute bands that they've been having in there. So a bit of original music from me on the 23rd of November. And the Prince album is on the 18th.
Okay. No relation to Alan Hollingsworth. He used to be a racehorse trainer.
Not so far as I'm aware.
Okay, I used to work with him many years ago, you see. He didn't pay me much money, but no, it was the love of the job. James, you're a little star, you are. I'm loving your work, I'm loving your music, and best of luck with your new album, well, kind of newish album.
April, absolutely.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
April.
And we look forward to hearing you play tomorrow at the Priory.
Nice one.
And all your other gigs coming up soon.
Hi. JamesHollingsworth.com, if anyone is wondering.
Get in there.
Absolutely.
James, thanks very much.
Cheers, my dear.